Welcome to On Call with Cooper Clinic. Today we'll be visiting with board-certified family practitioner Dr. Michael Calloway. Dr. Calloway joined the Cooper Clinic Fiona Hills Family Practice in 1993. Dr. Calloway is a Little Rock native, and we're certainly glad that you stayed in Arkansas, Dr. Calloway, and chose to live and work in Fort Smith. In addition to your routine patient care, Dr. Calloway's practice includes the specialty of travel medicine, and that's what our topic is today, travel medicine. How long has travel medicine been a focus in your practice, Dr. Calloway?
Karen, I've been doing that for about 15 years. At the request of one of my colleagues, I applied for a certification that the State Health Department gives, and since that time, been an authorized yellow vaccine center. So I applied to get the yellow fever vaccine and be a designated center to give that immunization. So my nurse has a lot of experience, and we've been doing it for about 15 years, one day a week.
Explain to our listeners what the yellow fever vaccine is. Where do people travel where they would need this?
Yeah, typically it's third world countries, so Sub-Saharan Africa and South America are really the only two regions of the world where people are going to need to get a yellow fever vaccine. There's several vaccines, of course, hepatitis, yellow fever, meningitis, there's Japanese encephalitis, typhoid. Those are some of the main ones we give, routinely. So we kind of keep them in stock, and we're pretty well versed, by doing it all the time. So we can kind of stay on top of it and know what's going on when people are going to a particular region.
It's amazing how small the world is becoming, isn't it? That you wouldn't think someone would go to uncharted places in Africa, but a lot of missionaries, a lot of church groups probably from Western Arkansas and Eastern Oklahoma might very well go there.
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how many people do that. And so we're sort of a regional center, so people from all over the River Valley area are coming in for their vaccines prior to travel. But it's not just, it's mission groups, but it's also some of the businesses here in town and in the region send some of their folks over to do business in China and Asia, India. And so we give vaccines for those folks, too. So just business and pleasure. There's the adventuring types, that are going trekking and whatnot. So, there's several different categories of travelers, and the good thing is we can kind of cater to all of them.
What are some of the most common health issues that people face when traveling?
The main number one problem is going to be a traveler's diarrhea sort of problem people would get just from a bacteria called E. coli. So by far and away, E. coli is number one. And believe it or not, number two on the list is malaria. So we try to get people some antibiotics prior to their departure, whereas they have some antibiotics to take to prevent, both of these things.
Well, now, how does a person know what immunization or what drugs to maybe get their hands on before they even leave the country?
I go by the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta. That's the governmental agency that deals with this sort of thing. They're very authoritative, thorough, and up-to-date on their postings and their recommendations. So it's kind of a good source of information that's not, necessarily from an immunization or drug company, that's very trustworthy. And I just typically go with, the CDC. People can go to cdc.gov. which is their website, cdc.gov, and then we also just do a printout of the particular country they go to, and we just go down the list and follow that.
Is it a good idea for people to travel with certain medications like antibiotics for just in case you get ill when you're away from home or out of the country even?
Yeah, definitely. People should probably get with their physician 4 to 6 weeks prior to traveling and just kind of go over some of those issues that might come up. So if people could get some prescriptions and get them filled before they leave, that's really handy to do. Having a little course of antibiotic to take while they're gone, with some specific instructions on, the criteria in which to use them, I think that's probably a great idea.
And I think you answered the question, how early should an individual seek health travel advice before leaving?
You know, Karen, we try to get folks in as early as they want to, you know, so months in advance, but at least 4 to 6 weeks would be great. Of course, we see people at the last minute, you know, if they don't have their plans all made, and some trips do come up at the last minute, but ideally 4 to 6 weeks or even prior to that.
Now, of course, we've been talking this morning about travel medicine with Dr. Michael Calloway with Cooper Clinic. Dr. Calloway, we've been talking about leaving the country. What about keeping ourselves healthy? We're coming upon the flu season. We're coming upon the cold season. Kids are in school. They're bringing home germs to mom who maybe hasn't been exposed to all the crazy things that are flying around schools. How can we keep ourselves healthy just by a trip to the grocery store?
Well, that's a great question, and you know, we're all exposed to different things all the time, and you really it's impossible to keep yourself totally immune all the time, and it sounds a little elementary to say all this, but I always recommend good nutrition, getting a good night's sleep, trying to stay rested, staying caught up there. I think people use a lot of these germicidal creams and ointments now, and those are certainly effective. But good old plain hand washing, that's probably one of the best things people can do. And, you know, just use common sense and try to, you're not going to be able to eliminate every single risk that you're exposed to, but to the extent you can try to just use some things you know to do, like keeping your hands clean and eating well and getting your rest are not to be diminished. That's what I'd recommend.
All right. Well, that certainly makes sense. This is On Call with Cooper Clinic. Today we've been visiting with Dr. Michael Calloway with the Cooper Clinic Fiona Hills Family Practice at 9101 Jenny Lind. We've been learning today about travel medicine. Dr. Calloway, we thank you for being on call today.
Thank you, Karen.